Blog Talk Radio.
We thank God for Jesus on this evening, and we thank Jesus for his blood, for with his stripes we are healed. I am so glad about Jesus on this evening. Just give me a few seconds and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I've got to get my soloist on the line. Hey, man, I'm trying to get our soloist on the line.
Hello?
Mother Janie, your line is open. It's so good to have you on board with us tonight. We missed you on last week and the week before that, but to God be the glory. I am going to decrease so that you can increase. The line is yours. Amen.
Good afternoon. Hey. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody on the virtual line. First, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life.
Amen.
And tonight, I want to sing this song for everybody on the line. I want to sing this song to Pastor Patricia and her husband, Dr. Scott, and her sister Jackie, Blondie, and especially Rita. Rita, oh my goodness. But I talked to Rita. We all going through a lot. But like the song say, and Dr. Scott, I'm singing this song tonight for you, and I know Pastor Patricia will let you know. The song says, I'm going all the way. Not 99 and a half, this it will not do. But just go to 100 yard and we are going all the way. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way. I will keep my hand in the master hand. And I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way. I will keep my hand in the master hand. I'm going all the way. Say, when going through the storm, I feel so all alone, but I'll keep my hand in the master hand, and I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way. I just keep my hand in the master hand. Keep my hand in the master hand. Just keep your hand in the master hand. And we will go all the way. Oh, all the way. Say all the way. We're going all the way. Say all the way, all the way. Hey, we are going all the way. You just keep your hand in the master hand. Keep your hand in the master hand, and we will go all the way. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mother Janie. I tell you, just keep your hand in the master's hand, and you'll go all the way. There's a song that says, all the way with Jesus. And she's telling you tonight that this is the first part of this new year. I believe today is the 12th. Correct me if I'm wrong, 12, 13, one of them. But anyway, the year is yet young, and she is telling you that you can go all the way. Keep your hand in the master's hand, and you can go all the way. I want to give honor to God myself tonight for Jesus Christ and for Jesus Christ's blood that he shed on Calvary's cross. And he let us know that with his stripes we are healed. And to all of you in Radio Land, Sister Blondie and I know Sister Rita isn't on, but Sister Helen might be on, and we're praying for Sister Rita. I called and had prayer with her the other night for the losing of her husband. You don't know what it's like if you haven't been there. It leaves a void in your life, but you have to go on. Can't stay stuck in the mud. You have to go on. Someone asked a question if I was going on the radio because my husband was so ill. And I said, well, I put the television on. I watched the news and I watched what was on the television program. So why would I not? Why would I not want to give God the praise and the glory for the things that he is doing and the things that he has done? My husband died. He died right in this house on the 31st of December. He had a massive stroke. And you mean to tell me I'm going to sit down on God and say, well, I can't go on the air because my husband is in ICU. That's all the more time to bless God's name. That's all the more time to give God the glory. That's all the reason that you should bless the Lord. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Well, I'm going to tell David, David, you move over because you're going on to be with the Lord, but I'm here in the land of the living, and I'm going to bless the Lord. So you got a sister that's blessing him too. My name is Patricia. I am blessing the Lord at all times, and yes, his praises will be in my mouth, and my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to wait on the Lord until he comes. I'm going to be right here telling God thank you for all that you've done for me and all that you're going to continue to do for me. I was up early this morning around 3 o'clock, and I just began to holler out, God, I need you to do something. I need you to come now. I need you to move upon my husband in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless his name. And I'm hopeful, and I'm looking forward to him returning home. Now, listen to this. I'm looking forward to him returning home, and I ask God to let him come home whole. I don't want to have to put diapers on my husband. I don't want to have to drag him down the hall in a wheelchair and then prop a ramp and come off the steps with him. I ask God to make him whole, let him be able to walk back through the door. Though they carried him out, let him be able to walk back through the door and sit in his chair again. Let him come home. Let him be able to open up the line for Blog Talk Radio so that he can play our theme song. I'm making my request known. For it says in the New Testament there, it says, make your request known unto God. So I didn't ask my sister, I didn't make the request to her. I made it to God. God, I want you to do these things for me, if you will. He told me that I can ask what I will. And if my will line up with God's will, it shall be done. It might take a minute or two. I'm believing God for total healing. Shadrach, Meshach, and I heard my pastor say some years ago that someone got up and said Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, we know that it's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but they put the bad Negro in there. But I know this much. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had no fear. They wasn't worried about being thrown in the fiery furnace because they knew that they was believing in their God. They said, if God don't, he's able. If God's desire for us to go out by way of fire, then we're going out by way of fire in Jesus' name. We will not perish. We're going to see the King. So if God's will for us, I'm talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, if that's the way that God wants us to go out from this earth to the fiery furnace, put us in there, O King. We're not afraid. Put us in there. You know why we're not afraid, O King? Said, because our God is able. He's able to deliver us even in the fiery furnace. And I want to say that to you all tonight in Radio Land. God is able. Come down to your fiery furnace. God is able to keep you from being burnt to a crisp. God is able. But if God chooses not, it's okay, because then I'm going to see the King. If I perish, let me perish, but I'm going to see the King. And when you're a child of God and you're living all you know for God, if you go out of here, you just say, bye-bye, I'm gone to where I've been striving to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. If God chooses that I go out by way of accident, oh well, to God be the glory. Every time I get in my car, I say, God, I'm in your hands. And he allow me to go where I want to go and get back to my appointed destination. I was still in God's hands, and I tell the Lord, thank you. That's the greatest thing we can do, is to remember to be mindful, to say thank you. You taught your children to say thank you. And the baby couldn't say thank you, but he said something that he thought it sounded like to him or her. And then you say ta-ta. And the baby said ta-ta. They could say, but they were saying thank you. You taught your children to have respect. When someone give you something, you say thank you. And we would say thank you. My mother would say, somebody would give us something. She said, what you say? He said, thank you, thank you. Well, how come we can't tell God thank you for waking you up this morning, starting you on your way? How come we can't tell God thank you just to open your eyes and see that your room is not on fire? How come we can't do that for our Father who gives us everything, who knows it all? Mother Janie often sang a song, I serve a God who knows it all. And yes, God knew that this stroke was coming. Did he stop it? No. Did he stop death? Yes, he did. My pastor, I call my pastor. I'm a pastor under a pastor. And I respect her deal, and she respected. And I said, I got to call 911. So I did that. And I didn't stay on the phone with them. They want to ask, well, is this? That look here, lady, y'all got the address, right? Yeah, click, I hung up. I said, I got to tend to my husband. He's dying. And then I called the pastor and said, pastor, he's dying. He's third grade. And I got no pulse, got no heartbeat. And she began to rebuke death off of him. And I said, I got a heartbeat, Pastor. His heart is beating. No mouth to mouth. No. No pressing down in his chest. That works. But she called on the name Jesus and rebuked death up off of him. So God let him come back. So I've got to believe God that he's coming home. To God be the glory. So, yes, we're on the radio tonight. I don't have my navigator, but we got Jesus. When you tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. He'll be your dearest friend. Go with you to the end. You tried everything, and everything has failed. Try Jesus. Tell you, it's cold here in the north. I don't know where you are, if you're out on the west coast, but here on this east coast, in the north and east coast, it's quite chilly. I had to go put the heat on. Usually I can sit in a cool living room, but I said, Lord, it's a little too cold for me to sit out there tonight. So my husband, if he was here, he would say, well, turn the heat on. Why are you cold? So I went and put the heat on. Oh, bless his name. But don't be caught dead without him. That's a good theme for the new year. Don't be caught dead without him. See, because the dead in Christ is going to rise when the first trumpet sounds. And those that were not in Christ, they're going to rise too. But that's the second death. But I want to get up, if I'm not caught up to meet the Lord in the air, but then I want to get up in the first resurrection. I want to have Jesus on the inside of me so that when that trumpet sounds, I'll get up out of the grave and go on to be with the Lord. Oh, bless his name. Try Jesus, cause he's satisfied. Trust him. He'll be your guide. He's able to carry you through. Oh, you know God is able to carry you through no matter what the devil do. Try Jesus, cause he's satisfied. Trust him and he'll be your guide. He's able to carry you through. I guess that's the song that the Hebrew boys were singing when they said, oh, King, come on, do your thing. Shoot your best shot. Throw us in the fiery furnace. And the old king had it heated up even hotter than what it was. But the king knew that their God would take care of him. King wasn't no dummy. They knew that God would take care of them. The Hebrew boys, they didn't doubt God. They didn't know how it was going to turn out, but they knew God was in control. So whatever way God did it was okay with them. If the Lord called them home, they were fine with that. And if the Lord gave them the miracle to stay here, they were fine with that. It didn't matter. They had no fear. And God needs to get his children, those of us who say that we are Christians and that we believe God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, have no fear. You remember that television show back in the day? The television show was Underdog. It was a cartoon of some kind. And it said, have no fear. It was a little dog. And he had on his little outfit, you know, and he had his little scarf around his neck like a little cape. And he said, have no fear, because Underdog is here. Well, we don't have to worry. We don't have to fight, but we do. The human side of us worry. The human side of us fret. But we got God on our side. And you know the story. The Hebrew boys, not even the hair, Lord Jesus, not even the hairs on their head were singed. I mean, they are in a fire, a real fire, in a furnace. And not even the hairs on their head, God, their God, was in control. And when they looked in the fire, looked into that furnace, they looked and said, wait a minute. Did we not put three, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, did we not put three in the furnace? Yeah, we put three of them in there. What's the matter? that Walmart's gate? No! They're still in there. But what's it for? What's it for? But then it looked like the Son of Man. Oh, my God. The Son of God, Jesus, is in the fire with them? Yes. And the fire couldn't touch it. So, MC Hammer, I want to say to MC Hammer tonight, can't touch this. The fire, when the fire saw Jesus, the fire said, can't touch this. I can't touch them. I couldn't touch Daniel in the lion den because God was in there with him. I can't touch these Hebrew boys because God is in here with them. Can't touch this. Oh, did he stone Stephen to death? Yes, that was God's will. Then to put John the Baptist in prison and then to cut his head off? Yes, that was God's will. But if it had not been God's will, he would have stopped it. Oh, bless it. Now, I'm trying to get you all tonight from a place to a purpose so you stop crying about everything and say you trusted in God. I trust in God wherever I may be, out on the land or upon the raging sea, though billows roll. He keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. Not only me, he watches over you. He even watches over these wicked people. But he said, don't fret yourself because of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut down like grass that wither away. And yet they were, they won't be anymore. Fret not yourself. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing. Keep on praying. Hold on and learn to stretch out. Turn your plate down. Get in God's face. Go on a fast and get some things done. Get God's attention. Oh, bless his name. The Hebrew boys. They made out all right. They made out all right. Because the fourth one got in the furnace with them. The invisible God, mama. The invisible God, the invisible Son of God, Jesus, got in the furnace with them. Mm. They didn't see Jesus in that furnace with that boy. They know that they put three in there and shut the door, locked it. They couldn't get out. Jesus stepped through the fire, my God, today, and said, I got this. Go on and have your praise service. Go on and sing, I thank God for Jesus who laid the foundation. I thank God for Jesus who opened up the way. I thank God for Jesus who leadeth me. He said, I thank God. I thank God. Thank God. Go on and sing from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Jesus is worthy. Yes, he is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Come on and praise him. Everybody, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Come on and praise him. Come on, let's have a party in the fire. Oh, bless his name. Come on, Jesus said, if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw. Come on and praise God. Ah, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along the way. I know you can, and I know you will. Fight my battle if I keep still. Lord, be a fence all around me every day. That's what the children of God should be praying. Jesus, be a fence. I'm my shit in it. Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. I want you to protect me as I travel along the way. I know you can. I know you will fight my battle if I keep still. Lord, be a fence all around me every day. I danced in my church on Sunday, and I mean I danced. I thought about David when the words and when the Spirit of the Lord came upon my heart. I will dance like David danced. I didn't dance out of my clothes, but I danced out of my fears. Yes, I danced out of my sorrow. I dance like David danced. And I said, I'm dancing for my husband, y'all. I'm dancing for God to complete the miracle. I'm dancing because I trust God. Oh, my God. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I'm going to wait on the Lord until he comes. I know he's coming soon, maybe morning, night, or noon, but I'm going to wait right here until he comes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's go to the Word of God, and I'm going to be finished for tonight. Isaiah's Gospel. Isaiah's the book that I read, and when I finished, God filled me with the Holy Ghost. Oh, bless his name. Everybody don't receive the same. I got a phone call last week. I believe it was Wednesday night or Thursday. I think it was Thursday. That a young lady was in her truck, her SUV, I guess we call it a truck. But she was in her SUV, and she put in a phone call and said, I'm tired. I'm tired of living like this. I'm tired of going through what I'm going through. I've had enough. I surrender all. I give it all to Jesus. And sitting right in her truck, God fills her with the Holy Ghost. No need of going to a bank that don't put interest on your money. No need of having Jesus and not the Holy Ghost. You need the seal. You need it all because Jesus paid it all. Isaiah 41, starting at the 10th verse. Fear thou not. And this is what you need to believe in this 2022, in this untoward generation with everything goes, anything subject to take place. Yes, the cattle upon a thousand hill belong to God. We're not going to stop. God's going to provide. He's already providing. Yes, he is. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Excuse me. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's what God is telling you on this evening. Fear not. Don't be dismayed. Don't even sweat it. Don't even worry about it. Yes, your flesh will worry, but allow your spirit man to help you get through this. Because they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. From the inside out, not from the outside in. I will help thee. This is God telling you he's going to help you. No matter how long it's been or how long it may take, God's going to do it. I will help thee. Yea. I will help you. I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness. Let's go down verse number 13, and I close with 13. You can read it in its entirety starting at 41 and 1, but I started at verse 10. For the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Oh, I just love the Lord on tonight. Isn't that something to know in this time that we're in? These times are perilous times, where the government is not who you thought they were. But didn't God say that there was nothing covered that wouldn't be uncovered? They're being uncovered. You see them for who they really are. they never really cared about you in the first place. But the Bible lets us know in the same book here, Isaiah, the government shall be upon his shoulder. We're talking about Jesus. Jesus is our help. Yes, we're going to abide by what's right to do on the land, because he said abide by the laws of the land. But you don't rely solely or totally on the laws of the land or what the land has. We know that Jesus is our help, and we have to have the same attitude the Hebrew boys had. Go ahead. Do what you want to do. Jesus even told them, go ahead. Drive the nails in my hand. Put the crown of thorns on my head. My Father's going to take care of all this, because I'm going home to be with my Father. I'm going to sit down at the right hand of my Father. My earthly days are almost over. I didn't come here to stay anyway. I came to do the work of him that had sent me while it is day. Because when night comes, when your night comes and you cannot work, yes, I don't mean night like it is out there now if you're on the East Coast. But night comes. For my husband, Gregory Scott, Dr. Scott, night hit on the 31st of December of 21. He could no longer do anything for himself. He can no longer work. He can't even run Blog Talk Radio. His night has come. When night comes, no man can work. You don't know when the time will come that you're not able to have the activities of your limbs. My husband cannot even talk. But God is in the midst of it all. He's in the midst of it all. On a ventilator, he's still here. God is still in control. I've got to give God the thanks for him as well as for myself. Oh, he communicates, though. When they tell him, said, wiggle your toes, he moves his toes. When they said, move your hand, that left hand, he can move his left hand. Blink your eyes. He communicates. Oh, bless his name. God is in the midst. Fear not, for God is with you. He will hold you up with his righteousness. God can do that. I guess maybe the doctors might be confused. I don't know. Why is this man still here? Because God said so, not man. The devil means for harm for you and me. God will turn it around for your good. Oh, taste and see, David said. But the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth through all generations. Oh, bless his name. That's my phone ringing. But it's all good. It's all good. God is in control. Fear not. For the bereaved family, God is in control. For someone listening that their body is racked with pain, God is in control. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Call him. Ask him to heal your body. I had to do it. And I'm doing it for my husband. I'm his helpmeet. I'm able to help him by going to God in prayer and believing that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Trust God tonight. Trust him. No matter what it looked like, God said, I am with thee. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. In this new year, 2020, let Jesus fix it for you, for he knows just what to do. And whenever you pray, let him have his way. Oh, let Jesus fix it for you. Come on now. Let Jesus fix it for you, for he knows just what to do, and he knows how to do it. So whenever you pray, just let him have his way. Oh, let Jesus, he'll fix it for you. Let Jesus fix it for you. But know this, fear not, the Lord is with you. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And let me throw another one in there. The God of Pastor Benjamin. And the God of my radio listeners. If I start naming names, I'm going to mess up because someone might be on here and I don't know who's on here. So I'm not going to name names, but I'm just going to put it like this. The God of my Blog Talk Radio listeners is with you. Hold to his hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. And hold to God's unchanging hand. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and grant you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next week at the same place, at the same time. Thank you, Mother Janie. I love you. God bless you. And to all of you, not just Mother Janie, but to all of you, the people of God, I love you all with the love of the Lord. For I see in you, and for you to get on week after week after week after week, it lets me know that God loves me, because there's others you could be listening to. You could be watching the Family Feud. But you take this time out every Wednesday to get on here, and I know some you cannot be on every Wednesday, but the Wednesdays that you are on with me on Blog Talk Radio, I appreciate it, and I know God is pleased that you, because most of you that's on that I'm aware of, you all are a member of someone else's church. So you do hear the word on Sunday when you go to your service, and like I said, TBN and Word Network and Talk and other stations and radio, but you take the time to listen to Pastor Benjamin, and I appreciate it, and I thank you so much. You all are my members. You have made me your radio pastor. So therefore, the title pastor is not in vain, because I am your radio pastor, and I'll be there for you when and if you need me. And thank you all for praying for my husband. And thank you for praying for me. We'll be back again if God see fit to do so. Then it is so. And so be it. Have a blessed night. Enjoy Jesus. Fear not.